The Red-Headed League, Part 2.
Mr. Wilson is telling Holmes and me about the Red-Headed League, a strange group for men with red hair. Wilson was working for them, but one day, he found a note saying the group had closed down. What was this group, and why did it suddenly disappear? Wilson continued to talk.
No one in the building knew about the group. I didn't know what to do, so I came to see you.
You made the right choice. All right. What does your assistant, Mr. Spaulding, look like?
He's short, but muscular.
Does he still work at your shop?
Yes.
The next day, Holmes and I went to Wilson's shop. Holmes knocked on the door, and a short man appeared. I thought it was Spaulding, but Holmes just asked for directions and left. I asked Holmes, "Did we come here just to check Spaulding's face?" Holmes replied,
"I wanted to see the knees of his pants, and it was just as I had imagined. Okay, let's look at this area."
Holmes looked around and said,
A tobacco shop, a newspaper shop, and a large bank."
Then he added,
"Someone might try to steal something from the bank, but I think we can stop them. Meet me at the bank at 10 p.m. tonight."
I wasn't sure what was happening, but I went to the bank that night. The director of the bank took us to the basement. I could see lots of boxes. The director told us the boxes were full of gold coins. Then Holmes said,
"Watson, this bank is located behind Wilson's shop. I think some people are coming to steal the coins. Let's wait here and catch them."
After a few hours, I saw a flash of light. Then, two men entered the basement. One was Spaulding, and the other had red hair. When Holmes saw them, he quickly moved forward and caught them. He said,
"I know what you did, Spaulding. When Mr. Wilson was working at the Red-Headed League, you were in the basement of his shop digging a tunnel. You wanted to connect the tunnel to the bank's basement so you could steal the gold coins."
The next morning, I asked Holmes how he solved the mystery. He said,
"When we saw Spaulding that afternoon, I saw that his knees were dirty, so I knew that he was digging a tunnel."
"And how did you know they would come to the bank last night?"
"The Red-Headed League closed their office because they had finished digging the tunnel. I knew Spaulding and Ross would want to use the tunnel as soon as possible, and Saturday night seemed like the perfect time."
Wow, you are a smart detective, Holmes. You amaze me.
Well, we solved another mystery. Things will be boring for a while.